Yeah. Mike e Paulo no Bayou.
Hey, yeah, it's Mikey Pot on the Bayou. This is episode 33. It's January 19th, 2006. It's 11:43 p.m., so by the time you hear this show, it's actually going to be the 20th of January. I've had a super busy week, so there's no special interview or anything today, but there is special music and special listener voicemail and, no, listener email, really, and a big old DVD giveaway to be heard about later. It's late, and I'm trying not to be too obnoxious and loud, so I'm talking soft. It's going to be a little low-key, to a certain degree. This is a new album from Nine Horses. Actually, the singer is David Sylvian, who, as you may know, is one of my favorites of all time. He's in the top three. You can see which other two are in the top three by going to MikeyPod.com, and there's a little place that says Inspirations, and those are my... what you might call inspirations. David Sylvian, Jane Sibri, and Yoko Ono. And here is Nine Horses. The song is called Serotonin.
Like mountain ranges at my feet. I'm in the dark. God only knows the torment writ large upon my heart. Something's moving on the periphery.
That was Serotonin by Nine Horses from the album Snowborn Sorrow. You can go to the show notes and I'll have a link to the website for that band, which features David Sylvian on vocals and actually Steve Jansen. I think that's his brother. It's either him. Well, he's definitely there, but I can't remember if David Sylvian's brother is Steve Jansen or Richard Barbieri. So either way, that dude's there too. It's a great album. It's really good. Okay, news, Mikey Pod news. I feel so funny talking in this low voice, but I'm trying not to be loud. I get kind of neurotic when people are home. Like my roommate, I don't know if he's home yet, but he might be. So I feel like a big dork sometimes podcasting. So I'm going to be quiet today. Central City Co-op here in Houston has asked me, this is freaking me out, to do a podcast for them. It's going to be a monthly podcast, and I'm really excited about it, so I'll keep you guys posted on that. I just met with Rowan Two Sisters from there. Was that yesterday? Jesus. It's been a busy week. I'm opening a show in Brenham, I Do, and I've been there every night. It's about an hour and a half away, but the cool thing is I'm staying at this little apartment. It's like a cabin out in Independence, Texas, and I'm there in this little cute house all by myself. It's lovely. Other than that, we've got, here's someone we haven't heard from in a while, and I'm quite excited. Uh-oh. There he is. Here's my buddy, Bicycle Mark. God, I'm a freak.
Last Sunday morning, la, la, la.
Hello, Mikey Pod and Mikey Pod listeners. This is Bicycle Mark with another edition of the occasional series called Activism 101. Today I'm talking about the Tuskegee Experiment from 1932 until 1972. For 40 years, 399 poor illiterate sharecroppers in the poorest county of Alabama were given syphilis by the U.S. Public Health Service. They were told that they would get healthcare for the rest of their lives, and since most of them had never seen a doctor in their lives to begin with, they agreed to it. They were never told what disease they were given or how serious it was. The objective was to let them degenerate and collect data even during the autopsy. Thus, they had to endure everything that comes with syphilis, including tumors, heart disease, paralysis, blindness, insanity, and death. By the end of the experiment, 28 of the men had died directly of syphilis. 100 were dead of related complications. 40 of their wives had been infected, and 19 of their children had been born with congenital syphilis.
It was a huge story, the biggest story I'd had in my career to that point. I was excited about it until I went back to Tuskegee after the story broke, and there was a day where I wished I'd never heard of it. I met a man named Charlie Pollard, who was the first participant who was publicly identified. And I sat with him and I said, "Charlie, how are you doing?" And I remember so distinctly, he had his elbows on his knees and he was staring at the ground. And he said to me, "This used to be a friendly town. Now people cross the street to avoid shaking my hand." And I thought, my God, what have I done to these people?
25 years after Gene Heller's conversation, Charlie Pollard traveled to Washington with three other Tuskegee survivors. And at the White House, on behalf of the country, President Bill Clinton apologized to them for the Tuskegee experiment.
What was done cannot be undone. But we can end the silence. We can stop turning our heads away. We can look at you in the eye and finally say, on behalf of the American people, what the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry.
President Clinton apologizing for the government study that let hundreds of black men in Alabama suffer with syphilis for 40 years.
Despite the apology by then-President Clinton and a settlement reached between the NAACP and the surviving victims of the experiment, Tuskegee would leave a lasting effect for generations of African Americans who would not trust doctors and the medical establishment and would not seek treatment for problems and other health-related issues. For Activism 101, I'm Bicycle Mark. BicycleMark.org is my website and podcast. See you next time.
Thank you, Mr. Bicycle Mark. That was actually frightening. Things like that, like how exactly does one respond to learning these things? The greatest thing, Bicycle Mark's podcast, please check it out, bicyclemark.org. Really, there are only a couple of podcasts that I insist on listening to and will sit there until I do. And his is one of them. He does a great job. It's an inspiration. I have enough of that. I've got some listener mail for you today. It's all about just getting this show out for you guys, because I know I'm not going to be able to get another one out until next week. I sound so, like, serious or something. Did I just hear a voice? No. I don't think so. Here's some listener email for you. I got a couple of them, and good ones. Derek. Derek, Etnier, I think I pronounced that right. He actually won the autographed Black Math Experiment CD. And actually, I just emailed Jeff from the band, and he told me that it's on the way. He sent it on Monday. So, Derek, you should be getting that autographed CD soon. Did I mention we're having another DVD giveaway? I'm doing that thing that I hate where I say we, and there is no we. It's me. I love it. It irritates me, actually, when I listen to somebody's podcast and they say, "Yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that." And I know good and well that it's one person. So I don't know where that we comes from. Maybe we, meaning the listeners and me. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Derek writes, "Mikey, enjoyed your show again. I spent 2.5 years being a mentor to a black child in Milwaukee named Antonio and can totally relate to your reactions when you are the token white guy. Antonio lived in inner city Milwaukee, and it was always interesting pulling up to his home in a very poor black neighborhood with my Subaru Baja complete with a rainbow sticker on the back tailgate." Excuse me with the coughing. "I was very nervous when I first spent time with Antonio and his family. He lived with his mom, 5 brothers, 1 sister, and his mom's new boyfriend. We would go to a local community center where I was the only white person among the 100-plus people there. It was also interesting seeing the reactions of white people seeing Antonio and I interacting when we were out and about. Our favorite activities became rollerblading, ice skating, watching baseball, and hockey games. Antonio went through some fun times together and some not so fun times when he was expelled from school several times. I had to say goodbye to Antonio when I moved away to Milwaukee to St. Louis. Now I'm moving from St. Louis this weekend to work in New York City. Derek. Thanks, Derek. I love the fun thing about podcasting, and really, this has been a good week. I got feedback from people. God, I love it. Long, short, I don't care. Send me email, mikeypod@gmail.com. Another listener writes, I wish I could do a Casey Kasem impression. Impression. Let's see. Nope. Here it is. Seth. Seth from the... I'm not going to read his email. We were just emailing back and forth, and I asked him if I could write this, read part of this. Well, no, I am going to read this one part because it's interesting. It's an interesting response to my interview with Chris Poole. God. The gay Catholic. Hold, please. I'm drinking hot chocolate. So Seth was talking about, we just had a kind of back and forth thing. And part of what he was saying, he made a post in my blog about not always agreeing with the guests. But what he said in specific was, well, he used the word specifically too. So it's me that's being redundant, not him. But I was actually referring specifically, this is a continuation, as you may have noticed, quote, but I was actually referring specifically to your gay Catholic interview. I got a bit steamed when he said that people couldn't ignore 2,000 years of having a pope around. The Catholic Church over that course of time was a very bad organization, probably responsible for killing millions of people. But I agree that Catholicism is beautiful with the church's robes, incense, music, and mysticism. Here I go again, getting all fired up about it. It's funny hearing my voice in the headphones when I'm talking like this. Yeah, well, part of my deal with some of the people I get on my show is that I just feel like they're voices that don't get heard. So, I don't know. I like just having people talk and not necessarily contradicting them because a lot of times I'm still forming opinions about things myself. So, I was trying not to cough into the microphone. Okay, but thanks, Seth. And seriously, my favorite music podcast, bar none, is his podcast, the Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast, at www.mysemina.com. I'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, it's from Philadelphia, and he and his wife, Jessica, are you guys married? I think so. They do this podcast with all Philadelphia bands, and it's fucking good. There are really good bands in Philadelphia, and I'm quite jealous each time I listen. So they just did their favorite songs of the year podcast. So you should go check that out, and please go to the show notes to get that the URL, please. And then this was a really cool email. Are you still there? Are you guys listening? Came from Paste Magazine. If you guys remember, I did a Paste Magazine giveaway a couple weeks ago. Did I mention that there's a DVD giveaway coming up later? Yeah, it's related to Paste Magazine. Anyway, here, this came from Joe Kirk, who is one of the founders of Paste Magazine. Mikey Pod, I just subscribed to your show. That's great that you guys are doing... Wait, no, that was me. That's the email I wrote back to him. Never mind. Here it is. Mikey. That's awesome that I did that. Mikey, I stumbled across your podcast today when I did a search on Paste Magazine. You get the prize for the most creative use of a 2-for-1 offer. I played it at the office and we all thought it was a hoot. Thanks for liking us too. We love putting out the magazine and it's great to hear from someone who appreciates it. We are launching our very own podcast. The first episode is up, but Apple hasn't put it in the store yet. Check it out at www.pasteculturclub.com. Guys, I love the magazine. I love the podcast. But since then, the second episode of their podcast just came out. It's great. It's really good. And Jeff, I don't know if I wanted to read any of these emails I got from Jeff, but Jeff lives here in Houston. Wrong Jeff. And here he is. But we met for coffee the other day, and it kicked ass. Yeah, we talked about a bunch of different stuff, and he gave me some music. And yeah, that was cool. So I met Jeff. We had coffee at Brazil and he gave me this, the following CD. I planned this segue so perfectly. Oh, speaking of Jeff, he, turned me on to, I thought I put this playlist all in order on the pod, but apparently I was wrong. This song is by, Stina Nordenstam. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but the song is called Get On With Your Life. And she is actually on the first track of this Nine Horses CD, too, from which I played that first track, Serotonin. This is called Get On With Your Life by Stina Nordenstam. Stina Nordenstam with Get On With Your Life from the album The World Is Saved. Thanks again, Jeff, for giving me that. He also gave me a copy of a propaganda CD that hasn't been released ever. So that was cool to have, too. And I'm still kind of sorting through that and deciding which songs I love and which songs I don't. So there you go. Okay, on with this DVD giveaway. Remember a while back I blogged about a short film that I actually found in Paste Magazine, which I mentioned earlier today, called Wow and Flutter. And you can find that at brokenskyfilms.com/wow. So what you need to do is go to that site and look at the trailer for Wow and Flutter. Yeah, it's you have to go to brokenskyfilms.com/wow.html. I'll put a link to find the trailer of Wow and Flutter. Watch the trailer, and there's a little note that shows up to David from Amber. You'll see the little note there, and tell me what it says. And if you're the first one to do that, I will give you, courtesy of writer and director Gary Lundgren, autographed copy of the DVD and a little postcard for it, too. Yeah, I loved that so much. I tracked him down and I emailed him and told him about the show. And he said he would love to donate or, you know, give us a DVD. Us. There I go again with the multiple personalities or whatever. So autographed DVD of the film Wow and Flatter. Go watch the trailer. Once again, look at the note that is to David from Amber. And tell me what it says. It's real short. But you need to watch this promo. Or trailer, or what have you. So anyway, it's late. Now it's 12:10. Man, this is kind of a short podcast. Well, I've been going for about 25 minutes, and I'm going to play another song for you. Damien Juarado? Is that how you would pronounce it? I don't know. But there's a song by this Damien fellow at the end of Wow and Flutter. And I'd heard his name a million times, and I loved that song. I actually never did track down the actual song, but... I did track down this one. It's called Omaha, and it's from the album Where Shall You To ... that's all that's showing up on the window of my iPod, and I don't want to try to pull up iTunes because Cubase and iTunes going at the same time does not a happy podcast make. Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. Who knows what's up next week? I have a couple of interviews planned, but it's going to be another super busy week. My cat is freaking out. So anyway, here's Damien Juarado. Someone tell me how to pronounce that correctly. Oh, you can call 206-339-6682 and pronounce it for yourself. That's the listener voicemail. If you do leave a voicemail, it could be played on the show. Email me at mikeypod@gmail.com. All of this will show up at the end of the show too. But here's Damien Juarado with Omaha. Beautiful song. Very Brokeback Mountain-esque, I must say. Good Lord, the cat is like knocking things over. I don't know if you can hear that. Anyway, let me go beat the crap out of her.
Drives with his three kids. You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.